Anthony, Dr. R. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. October 12, 1899. Dear brother, I am writing to you at an early hour. I could not sleep past 1:30. I have written 4 pages to Brother Bicknell, and will now write a few words to you and your wife. I am so sorry that you are afflicted. You have, my brother, a responsible place to fill, but you are becoming discouraged. Do not, I beseech you, let the enemy fulfill his will concerning you. He has worked upon the diseased state of your wife's disposition, knowing that in this way he can cut away from your life the peace and joy and comfort you might enjoy as a family. My brother, your wife's course of action is killing the love of her out of your heart, and if she is not converted and transformed in spirit and temper, the wicked one will continue to use her as his agent to destroy your usefulness and your life. She is not worked by the Spirit of God, but by the enemy of all righteousness. You love your children, and the grave difficulty of separating yourself from the one you have married drives you wild. Your health is not failing under the burdens of the work, but under the strain of the worry and anxiety caused by the one through whom Satan works to spoil your life, your peace, and the healthful, wholesome influence of your spirit. But, my brother, do not despair. You have your Savior, who gave his life for you. Tell the Lord all about it. Lay your burden upon him, and believe that in some way he will work for your deliverance. The temptations are very great, but Jesus lives. Place your hand in the hand of Christ and hold fast. He will hold you and sustain you, helping you to endure the bruises of suspicion and jealousy which have been encouraged and fostered so long. May the Lord help you to make correct decisions. Do not leave the sanitarium until the Lord releases you. Cling to the Mighty One, for He is your only hope and helper. Your wife is not a Christian. When she is converted, the whole mind and heart will be changed. Look to your helper. Look as for your life, and you will live and see the salvation of God. You cannot give up your responsibilities in the sanitarium. You must stand for the present at your post of duty, as true as steel to principle. Let not the suspicious temperament of your wife lead you to inconsistent actions. Put your trust in God, and He will work for you, and bring you out from the furnace as gold 7 times purified. I write to you as a mother. Preserve your integrity. Let not Satan triumph. Bind up your life with God, and He will take charge of you. In haste.